Blog Talk Radio.
Presents a Blog Radio Show.
Welcome to Applause Radio Show. I'm Joanne Barton, and if I didn't tell you last week, I think we were on the air last week, Happy New Year. Happy New Year again. If I said it before, Happy New Year. Let's hope it's a good one, right? Without any fears. Sorry about that. Have a minute. Sorry. I have music Tourette's, buddy, so bear with me. So anyway, okay. I just want to say thank you all for joining us again, our second show. I think it's our second show for the new year. When I get Buddy on, I'll explain everything. But anyway, welcome again joining us tonight. We are bringing back, this is our third attempt to have this gentleman on the show. And I can't wait for this to finally go off without a hitch so we can play some great music and get to know Buddy. And you're just going to love the music tonight. So let's just start the show. We've got tonight with us blues rock guitarist Buddy Whittington from the band Texas Scratch. But he's also played for almost like 15 years with Jim Miles, the Blues Breakers. So unbelievable, talented, and just great stuff we're going to hear tonight. So let's welcome to the show, everybody, Buddy Whittington. Hi, Buddy. How are you?
Okay, Joanne, I hope you're staying warm up there.
Oh, my God. I know before we get on the air, Buddy and I were talking about the weather. I just can't believe it's 35 degrees in Texas right now. That's insane.
No, it's like 15 degrees out there right now.
Oh, I thought it was 35 last we talked. Oh, well, that was earlier today.
Yeah, it was way down this morning. I mean, overnight it went, I mean, it dropped overnight down to about 15 degrees, and it's been sitting there all day long.
Well, that's not normal for Texas, is it? I mean, Texas is supposed to be warm.
Well, usually we get it in February. It's a little bit early. But, we'll get 2 or 3 days of, we might get some sleet and some people will be sliding around out there bumping into each other before it all goes away. But that's just the way it is down here because we don't have to do it too often and nobody really knows how to do it, you know.
Exactly. I know. Same thing with rain, no matter where you are. One drop of rain, everybody forgets how to drive. You know, it's everywhere.
Yep,
but
yep.
I get it. These states that don't normally get ice and snow, when it does happen, they don't know what to do. And bad things happen because, they're not prepared. It's not good. It's not just Texas. It's a lot of states. But, yeah, it's cold here, too, and I think I said to you earlier, you got to tell me what this really means, colder than a witch's tit. What does this mean, this phrase?
Colder than a witch's tit in a brass bra.
Oh, there's a second part of it. Okay,
I've always heard the second half.
Yep, I've always known only the first half. It's colder than a witch's tit in a brass bra. Now, that makes sense. The first half, it makes no sense to me whatsoever. So I'm so glad we got that out of the way, right?
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah.
Get the important stuff out of the way first.
Exactly. No, I'm only kidding. But yeah, it's just been freezing everywhere. Everybody, please stay warm and safe. But we're going to have a nice warm evening tonight and a lot of fun. So, Buddy, you got to tell us, why did it take 15 years to put this almost 15 years to do this record, right? I'm trying to remember our conversation that we tried to have last time you were on the show.
You know, we really don't know all the details, but we did the record with Arnie Goodman on his Blue Storm music label based in New York. And Jim Suler and I jumped in his van and drove from Dallas, Texas to Dover, New Jersey.
Right.
and went to the Showplace Studios there in Dover and recorded with Ben Elliott, who is not with us anymore. He's passed on since. We've had all kinds of things happen since we started doing this. The bass player that we were working with, Nathaniel Peterson, he passed away too. So we're hoping that we get to stick around long enough to, you know, just at least see the record have a little success.
Right.
And it took a while because they would have a little progress with it, and then, okay, we're going to see the record come out in February. No, it's going to come out in April, you know, and it'll be out in September. So finally, with Mike Carden and Bruce Quarto at the Quarto Valley Records, they picked it up and put it out on Quarto Valley, and it's been really, really good because we've had a lot of interviews and a lot of promotion going on, so maybe somebody will get to hear it before it's all over with.
Oh, God, no, that thing's out there forever now. Are you kidding me? They'll hear it eventually, you know, but Quarto's good. I love them. They do a lot of blues. They have a lot of blues on their roster, which is great.
Yeah, you know, Mike Carden was with Eagle Records back when I was with John Mayall, and I got to know him a little bit back then. And I think Jim's known him for a long time also, being, you know, him and Jeff Simon, the drummer, being with George Thurgood's band. They've all
right.
worked together.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Jim Sewer played with George, right? George Thurgood's band. And, pardon me. And Vince, he's on guitars, and I think he played with Johnny Winter and Fats Domino. I mean, Kenny Wayne Shep. I mean, he's played with a lot of folks too. You know, and
they had
Jeff,
a band. I remember
drummer,
his band.
Yeah, the drummer too.
Yeah. Jeff Simon has been with George since the 70, like 73 or something. They were all from Delaware, and he when George started his band, Jeff Simon was the original drummer and still is. But Vince Converse was with a band when I became aware of him. He was working with a band called Sunset Heights out of Houston, and they had recorded some for Arnie Goodman, the aforementioned label owner I was talking about, because he had a tribute album to Peter Green called Rattlesnake Guitar that Vince came out and played. They played Oh Well, I think, from Fleetwood Mac on there, and Arnie had him up, you know, a few times to record, and they were at Showplace Studios when Jim and I got up there, and we just went in and started showing each other the tunes, and I guess we had the basics for the tunes out in 4 days, and I mean, it wasn't mixed or anything, but I mean, we all played everything we were going to play except for maybe a few Hammond organ overdubs and maybe a little bit of background vocals that Jim did when he got back to Dallas. And we still didn't hear anything about it until Quarto Valley picked it up. And Jim said he didn't even realize it was out. And I had no knowledge of it either until he said he was on Facebook one day and he saw a post for the Texas Scratch record that, you know, saying it had been released. And he was going, well, that's the first I've heard of it, you know. It's still pretty good, I think.
Right. And for those of you who don't know, the band that we're talking about tonight is Texas Scratch. That's the band Buddy and Jim and Vince and I can't remember his name. Jeff is doing.
Jeff Simon, yeah.
Right, Jeff. This is the new album that we're talking about tonight. It's called Texas Scratch. And it is the self-titled album, Texas Scratch, the name of the band, and the album, Texas Scratch. And it's got some great cuts on it. I can't wait to play it for you guys tonight. I know you said you went to Dover and to record this, and I know why, but, I mean, it says, how was that for you, being a country boy coming all the way up to here in New Jersey when you could play in any studio in Texas, even Tennessee, Memphis, whatever, Nashville, you know?
It was really enjoyable because it was because Ben made us so welcome up there, and he was such a great, you know, engineer and producer too, and helped us get it all together. And another interesting facet of that place was it shared the building was half recording studio and half strip bar, and there's a door in one of the walls that, you know, that you could go through and literally be next door in the strip club, you know. It was like an old-time go-go girl kind of place. And as far as I know, it's still going. They had the studio had a poster that Leslie West had signed on the wall. It says, It said, to Showplay Studios, best sounding room, worst looking girls.
You should have wrote a song about that for the album.
May do it before it's over with.
Oh, you never know, right? Oh, my goodness.
That's right.
Now, the songs on the new album, and it was released, I think, in September, right?
As close as I can tell, I think it was.
And now the songs on the album, I mean, I'm going to play a couple of them, but, I mean, any of them have a meaning behind them, any stories behind them in particular, or just music that came to you guys, a melody, the lyric, and just went with it?
Well, the ones that I contributed, I can only speak for myself. There's some good songs by everybody on there.
Yeah.
When I heard that we were going to do it, I had been working on the idea of doing a song about the great three-piece bands in Texas that I grew up listening to, and that became a song called Texas Trios.
Right.
And it mentions you know, Stevie Ray and his, you know, his bunch, and Johnny Winter and Buddy Holly, and you know, just everybody that ever had a tree ZZ Top, you know, had a three-piece guitar, bass, and drums, and somebody
mm-hmm.
just sing it, and we'll get on down the road, you know. But
right.
mine was, I had Texas Trios, and I had another song called Ain't Got the Scratch,
mm-hmm.
which the whole tagline is, I got the itch, but I ain't got the scratch. And
yep.
that has a little bit to do with where the Texas Scratch thing came from. Arnie actually came up with that name. And I think he was thinking of like scratch off lottery tickets and having scratch, you know, Texas scratch meaning money, you know what I mean? And that sort of thing. And that's where all that came from.
Well, it's a great name, Texas Scratch. I like it, even though I have trouble saying it because I just have a problem saying it. Texas Scratch. I really have to emphasize it when I say it, or it's Texas Scratch. like that witch's tit.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. So now the album's been out since September, and last we spoke, I'm trying to refresh my memory, but I'm so sorry. I'll do my best. We really didn't get to talk much on the air. So have you been playing out since the last time we spoke, and any shows coming up?
We haven't done any Texas Scratch tunes since we've done one of them in Fort Worth, where I live, and we
mm-hmm.
have another one coming up in February in Denison, Texas, which is north of Dallas-Fort Worth,
right?
For the Texoma Blues Society, some fine folks up there, and we plan on doing a proper tour at some point. We haven't been able to hook up with Vince because he moved from Houston to Denver. And we haven't been able to get together on that, but hopefully we can get Jeff and get Vince and me and Jim and maybe, you know, another bass player in there and who knows what else. But we plan on doing some gigs as soon as everybody can do it when they're not having to be doing their real job, you know what I mean?
Right.
George Thorogood and stuff like that. I've got some local gigs that I do. I haven't played with John Mayall in some time. But I've got a couple of bands that I work with around town, and we're just trying to keep the lights on down here, you know?
Mm-hmm. I know. Well, I want to play this. I'm dying to play this for everybody. I think we got to play it last time, and I want to play it again. If those that didn't get to hear it or haven't heard it yet, this is Texas Scratch, Ain't Got the Scratch. I really like it. It's catchy. You're going to love it. And I think last time we played it, it was stuck in my head for days. So enjoy this, guys. This is from Texas Scratch, and it's Ain't Got the Scratch.
Terms half down the rest now. So I'll wire up that muffler, I'll put on that patch. You know that I got the itch, but I ain't got the scratch. I ain't got the scratch. And your blue ribbon budget. So call your friends at the Mint and have a friend a fresh batch. Baby, I got the itch, but I ain't got the scratch.
Nice, nice. Then we got to hear the whole thing. How cool was that?
Yeah, what a concept to be able to listen to the whole thing without the Wi-Fi.
I know. I got the itch, but I ain't got the scratch. I told you I was going to stick in my head again. I knew it. You know what I love about it? It's got almost like a I know it's Texas scratch, absolutely Texas scratch, but I'm feeling like almost a ZZ Top feel and almost maybe even like, Skinnerd a little bit, maybe even Johnny Winter in there, a little bit. It's just a taste of everything, which is great.
They were all influences. And I mean, you know, that's all we can come up with is stuff that we've listened to growing up. It kind of came out of us, you know?
Yeah. Well, yeah, you play what you feel and know and learned, you know, your entire life with music. I mean, every song is, you know, has that thing going for it. Not just you, it's everywhere, you know, everybody's got it.
Right.
But I love it. I love it. So if you like those guys, you're going to love the rest of this album too. So now, what was I going to ask you? So all the songs, I believe you all collaborated on the writing, right? I mean, that these songs didn't just come to you. Was this a pandemic record, or was these songs in the works the last and just never got around to do it?
This was all before this. We recorded them in 2009, so it was well before the pandemic. But, you know, like I say, I worked on Texas Trios a little bit and had that kind of ready. But everybody just brought what they had. You know, Jim had done, he had gotten together with Tom Hambridge and written I'd Rather Be Lucky Than Good, which was one of his several tunes that he contributed. And we also, there's a guy named John Nitzinger from Texas that was a big influence on all of us down here. He had a record out in the 70s, early 70s, 72 or so, called Nitzinger, Nitzinger. And he had a hit record with a song called Louisiana Cockfight that we all played in our local bands, you know what I mean? And we just thought, John's still with us. He's not playing anymore. His health's not real good. But we just wanted to do that to kind of as a tip of the hat to him for being an influence. And that's on the record. And I believe the only other cover is Vince has a cover of a King Solomon Hicks song. I can't remember the title, but he's got one.
Nice, nice. Now, and what's John think of it? Did you get to play it for him, or has he heard it?
I'm sure he has. I talked to his wife on Facebook a little bit every now and then. We had his blessing to do it. That was the main thing I wanted to make sure. I wanted to make sure he didn't mind us doing it, you know. But I think everything went
good.
You
weren't working with him anymore. You could do anything you want, right? I mean,
yeah,
you know.
Right. Oh, you're talking about John Mayall. I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about John Nitzinger. I haven't played the new stuff for Mayall. But you know, John just turned 90 years old just after Thanksgiving on the 29th of November. And yeah, he's hanging in there pretty good. I didn't get to go see him or anything, but we made a little family video to send to him, and they had a get together for him, you know.
Yeah, very nice. Now, all three of you in the main players, yourself, Vince, and I don't want to say the main players because it was. And right. Jim and Vince and yourself are guitarists. So now, are you all Texas born and bred, all three of you, or are they implants? I know you're born.
As far as I know, everybody, the three of us have been around here for the entire duration.
Wow. No, I was just curious if you guys grew up together or anything, or just know each other from being in the music industry and playing in different bands and seeing each other.
Jim is fairly local to me. He lives in Dallas, which is about 30 miles between us, and we see each other on gigs, and sometimes, you know, we'll open for each other, depending on where it is and whoever's got the gig, and we see each other quite a bit. Now, Vince, like I say, I wasn't aware. I was aware of him. I'd never met him because I knew of his Sunset Heights thing, you know, until later, but he's a real talented guy and a good songwriter, good player, good singer. And, you know, it just worked out for the three of us to get together. We didn't have no head button or anything. We just wanted to get together and have fun, you know.
Right. And just jam out and put a record together. Yep.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I don't want to call you gunslingers, but I'm going to call you guitar slingers because the three of you got some chops and every song shows and it's just great. And like you said, the production, it just is great, too. I mean, you came all the way to Jersey, and it was well worth the trip. You know, the production on that is just fabulous. The mix, everything. So, oh, my goodness. Well, trios, I like that one, the Texas trios, because I love the lyrics in that. They're very, 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 what could I say, clever, I guess, and it's just a play on everything, which is great. I love songs like that, so I'd love to share that one. Is it all right if we play that one with everybody?
Absolutely. I'd love for you to play it.
All right. This is Texas. I can't say Texas today. What is wrong with me? Oh, my lips are cold. Texas Trio by Texas Scratch. Enjoy this one. You're going to like, listen to the lyrics on this. Check it out.
Texas Trio, man, they've been rocking from the get-go. Texas Trio, like the Pecos, the Brazos, and the Frio. Buddy Holly, Jerry and Shelby, Johnny Winter, Tommy and Unc, Billy, Frank, and Dusty, without a spare wheel. Texas Trio. Four string and six string. Kick, hat, and snare. Somebody just sing it. We'll get the rest of the way there. Ron and Bobby, Linda, Curly, and Nitz, Tommy, Chris, and Stevie, Buddy, and Jimmy, and Vince, Texas Trio. We'll from San Angelo.
Nice. And you got like every Texas trio in there, including Buddy, Jimmy, and Vince, them Texas trios.
I tried to get everyone in there that I could think of.
That's right. And you're well-deserved placed in there. Absolutely. Oh, my God. I love the lyrics of that. I love it. I love it. And I don't know. Most people, I don't know how they enjoy music. I enjoy it either. I don't know what, for me, I don't know about you, Buddy. What do you think makes a hit song? For me, it's either the melody, something about the music, or the voice. So it varies on what could be a hit song.
It's a rare thing that people, a lot of people don't even consider the lyrics, you know?
Right, that's what I'm getting at.
They're honed in on all the guitar sounds and, you know, and the harmonies and stuff. But as far as the lyrics go, what did that song say? You know, it always impresses me when somebody gives a listen to the lyrics and kind of has an idea about what the song's about or what they think it's about, you know?
Right, right. Well, that's me. I listen to all three of those. I listen to the music, the melody, the vocal, and all four, and the lyric, because I mean, and that for me is what makes a hit song. Not that they have to have all four to be a hit song, but one of those things got to catch me to be a hit song, you know? So, but the lyrics in there are just like, oh, they're great. They're great. And if you didn't listen to the lyrics, go back and listen to it again. Buddy, where can everybody get your CD, your new CD, Texas Grass?
Well, you know, you can get it through Quarto Valley Records. An actual physical CD is becoming kind of gone the way of the dinosaur, except for it's available on Amazon. It's available as a download
everywhere
online. You can get, but hopefully, you know, there's always going to be a way to. I mean, new cars don't even have a CD player in them. All you got to do is have a USB plug to plug your phone into and play your music. But hopefully, there'll always be a CD and something physical, you know, because number one, we need them to sell on the road to keep the tour going, you know.
Right, right,
and. And a lot of people, to put it mildly, vintage people like ourselves, they like to have something they can hold in their hand, like, you know, when you go down to the Five and Diamond, buy a 45 record when you're a kid, you know, and sit there and look at it and, you know.
Yeah. It's so funny you say that because I've got so many CDs, albums, cassettes, and I was looking at them today. I'm like, should I get rid of these? I mean, because you could get whatever you want online now, you know? And it's
true.
I hate to part with. I mean, am I a hoarder or what? I don't know.
I've got a bunch of them that I pick up. If I go to the Half Price bookstore and see an album that I might have had 10 copies of it, you know, since the time it had been recorded. And I worn them out as a kid trying to learn how to play the guitar parts on them. And we used to, back in the old days, all you could really do was you could slow it down a little bit. You really couldn't learn anything from it that way.
Or you'd
have to pick the needle up and move it back to the first of a solo or whatever.
And doing
that, you're tearing the grooves off of it. So, I would go pick up another copy every chance I got. And usually you get a pretty good deal on them in a half-price record store, you know.
Right. It's so funny you mentioned that you had to stop and listen. When I used to sing with the band, that's how I would get my lyrics. I'd start it, stop it, start it, stop it, start it, stop it.
Yeah.
Forever to get the lyrics down when I was doing the covers to get somebody else's lyrics. I was like, oh, my God. Now you just go online, lyrics.com, and you're good.
You know, sometimes they don't get them right, the lyric sites. But it is funny that you can just go find anything, and even though they might have one of them not quite the actual lyrics, that makes it even funnier sometimes, you know.
Right, I know. Well, listen, I know you are a full band, and playing live is the best thing in the world, and I know that's what you do. How do you enjoy or dislike the fact that people can create music without being a musician these days? And, you know, what's your thoughts on that? You know, computer
well,
stuff.
It's really not that way in my, for me, myself, because
no.
I don't know how to really do anything else, you know, than try to put some words together and some chords together.
No, you're
and try
a real musician.
A tune out
you're
of
a
it.
Real musician. Yeah, you're a real musician. You got a real band.
We try to get up, you know, to get together and just get pull some ideas and make something out of them that might resemble a piece of music, you know, when you put it all together.
Right, right. But what's your thoughts on that? That anybody, even with no talent, could go and just create a song now just because they know how to use a computer, where someone
well,
like yourself or myself works very hard at what they do to get a song written, produced, and played, and perform it live, you know?
I really don't know that much about anybody that could do anything like that. I'm sure it's being done left and right. And I know that the streaming and all that kind of stuff, I know from that it's, you know, it's just about decimated the whole industry
yeah.
as far as being able to make
yep.
a living at it, you know?
Yep.
But,
yep. Yep. Yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'll get an ASCAP statement once in a while about where I've had airplay. And, I mean, you know, I'm just a lowly guitar player, singer kind of guy. But, I mean, I'm always amazed to see that I've had airplay in places like Vietnam and South Africa and Brazil.
Wow.
And,
yeah.
You know, I mean, it may be only a couple of thousand, 2 or 3 thousand plays. You know, I'm always just happy to know that it's being done there. But at the end of it all, I think I wind up with like $78 or something like that.
I
know
it's not
so
much. I know.
So it's a
well,
completely
if you're,
different.
If you're in this industry for the money, forget about it. Right? That's not.
That's
happening.
Right. That's right.
You know, you got to
right.
do it because you love it. You got to do it because you just love what you do. But I think this stuff, I mean, your music, I know it, your blues, but I hear a lot of country here. So this could cross over to country. I mean, it's not, I don't want to label it as blues. I really don't. I don't think you
yeah,
should.
Yeah, well, you know, where I come from, matter of fact, I started out in a country band when I was a kid.
Mm.
And I still do some country gigs, you know, once in a while. It's just a part of being where I am and being around the people that I've been around, you know.
Yeah.
And it's just part of the whole mix.
Yeah, because Ain't Got the Scratch is definitely country for me. That definitely can cross over to country for me. I just find it more, I don't know, country is blues and you know what I mean? But I'm feeling this going on country stations. Have you reached out to country stations?
I hope somebody is. I haven't. I haven't had the opportunity to, but
we got to get that out there.
Pitching it.
Yeah, definitely got to get that out to the country stations because out here where I am, they just play the kid stuff that the kids are listening to now, you know, so it's all that computer crap and, you know, but, you know, down south, I know I have a friend, part of me, who moved to Texas and I can't get over the nightlife there. It's every place has a band performing live. I miss that so much. They don't do it much here anymore up this way by
yeah.
me.
Well, you know, we used to play. I mean, our younger days, having a gig in a club was a 6-night-a-week thing, you know.
Right.
And
right.
that's where you learn how to play doing that stuff. But, you know, the live music venues, a lot of them have – I think we've lost 3 clubs in the last month here where I live, you know.
Really?
I mean, there's, you know, somebody will open something else up and try to make it work, and they'll, you know, they'll stay with it as long as they can. But we had a real nice new place in Fort Worth that just closed down. It was a really promising deal that they had been in the former location. They'd moved to a nice new place and – had an outdoor stage and a smaller indoor stage, and it was going real good. And then they just closed one day because they just couldn't pay their bills, you know?
Mm. Yeah, I guess nobody wants to go out either. Nobody wants to spend money, too. So I
That's
can see
right.
that happening.
That's right.
I can see that happening where, you know, they're going out of business. It's sad. It's sad. But, oh, my goodness. How about you? Do you have a website? How about where can folks get in touch with you if they wanted to reach out to you or get eventually a hard copy of disc, like you said? Do you have a website, bud?
I do have a website, but it is hopelessly out of date and obsolete. So don't mess with my website until I get something done to it. The best way to run into me online is on Facebook at a page called Buddy Whittington, and I monitor that quite a bit. And I also have another page called Buddy Whittington Fans and Friends that my wife put together. There's another one called Buddy Whittington Band that is not my page. So if you just stick to the one that just has my name on it or Fans and Friends, I'll get back to you.
Yeah, I just sent you a friend request earlier today on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'll go add you.
Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be great. I want to play, what do we want to play? We got a choice. Either I'd rather be lucky than good or Showdown.
Either one of them's a fine song, written by Mr. Jim Sewell.
Yeah, I know. But I just thought maybe you had a preference. I mean, I could play either one. Or if you want, we'll play both. How's that? Forget that.
That sounds great. Wonderful.
All right, let me find it. Let's do Showdown. Here we go. Where is it? Right here. This is Showdown, Texas Scratch. Enjoy this one too, folks. nice. You can't get any bluesier than that. Oh, man. That was cool. Now, I got to ask you, what, go ahead, bud.
No, it's okay. I was just going to say, that's one of Jim's really good efforts on that one. We have just had fun playing on it, you know.
Yeah,
took turns
it
playing,
sounds like.
Playing licks on the tail out there. We didn't really know what we were going to play. We just started bouncing off each other, you know.
Yeah, I could picture you guys just sitting there jamming to this and just playing whatever came, especially on the licks, like you said. But, wow. Oh, man, loved it. Loved it, loved it, loved it, loved it. Oh, so you don't know where next stop is going to be for you guys, or at least for you, where you'll be playing out.
Well, the next Texas Scratch gig is on February the 3rd, I believe, or maybe, I'm sorry, February 2nd in Denison, Texas. For
right.
The Texoma Blues Society, and
okay.
My friend Santiago Campillo of Murcia, Spain he's arriving tomorrow to stick around for about a month, and we're going to get together and play a few local gigs and just to get out and shake the dust off a little bit. And it's always good to see him. I go over, and my wife and I went, I guess last July, we went to Spain for a couple of weeks and
nice.
And did some gigs with him. So now he's on his way over here, and we're gonna see if we can, get together and just go out and play some blues, you know, and have fun.
Yeah, very nice. Is your wife a musician as well, buddy?
Mm-hmm. No, she's had enough of me being a musician for her, just like my kids. They you know what I mean? They watch me struggle with it all these years. That's the last thing they want to do.
No, I didn't know if your wife was a singer or something because she enjoys it so much, but she just loves it.
No, I've just been fortunate that she's stuck around and kept me around this long. That's what I'm happy with her. You know?
How many toys does she let you have? I'm calling them toys.
I got a few old guitars and a few newer ones that I don't play because they, you know, like I said, I've got some pretty ones that don't sound like the old ones, you know, and I don't have any real valuable ones or anything. I've just got the ones that my old hands just kind of know where everything is on them, you know, or to my understanding anyway. There's a lot more to it than I know, but.
And they probably have that one sound that you like for that one song that you want to put
that's
in that
right.
one. Yep. Yeah, it's always so funny. Guitarists, they always have like so many. I call them toys because, you know, we get so many of them, right? I mean, who did I have on the show one time? Jim Peterick, he has over, I don't remember, at least 1,000 guitars. I'm not even sure.
Oh, that guy, man, he's been at it a long. That's a vehicle guy. That's Rides of March guy. Yeah.
Yes.
He's been at it a long time, and he is well known for having a lot of cool guitars.
Yeah, he dresses crazy too, which is cool. I love the way he dresses. But anyway, that's great. So out in February, where can people see like upcoming shows? I mean, because your website's not up, so I guess Facebook too. They could see the upcoming shows. Like, where is there a calendar?
Yeah, go to the Buddy Whittington Facebook page or Buddy Whittington Fans and Friends Facebook page.
Uh-huh.
I've got it all posted there.
Right. Nice. Well, buddy, I want to say thank you so very much for coming back and being patient. I appreciate it more than you know. It's a pleasure speaking with you. I'm going to close with I'd rather be lucky than good. So unless you want to stick around and hear it, but I don't want to keep you on the phone.
Okay. Well, thank you. It's so nice to talk to you, Joanne. I'm glad we finally got the Wi-Fi to cooperate with us, and thank you so much
Absolutely.
For having me.
Oh, thank you. It was a pleasure, and again, you're too kind, and I just can't wait to see what Texas Scratch is going to be doing. And do you like, if they ask you this, do you prefer playing outside events or more indoors? Because right now,
you
it's
know,
cold. You can't
you can't do it now. And the other extreme is we used to play on Labor Day. We had a blues festival right here, the next little town over from me in Bedford, Texas. And there's a wonderful blues festival we used to do over there. Till they finally now they're doing a red dirt, you know, country festival for the younger ones out there.
Yeah.
But I mean, the only one they would book us at 5:00, you know, right at the hottest part of the day, and we just finally got to where, man, I don't know if we can do this or not. I looked over in the bass player, our bass player Wayne had an ice vest on.
Oh my God! He was melting.
Yeah, and he was leaking water all over the place. Hopefully, you know, he wasn't going to electrocute himself up there. But
oh God,
it worked out to keep us going long enough to play another outdoor show. Pretty hot out there though. I'm not going to complain as long as I can do it, you know.
Right. No, I just, when you play outside, it's more, like you said, more of a festival. So I would think that's more enjoyable than being cooped up in a club with cigarette smoke or whatever, you know. But
well, you know, the great thing about that is 99.99%, there's no smoke anymore. Thank the Lord for that, because it was rough for a long time. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I mean, I'm an ex-smoker. And I'm probably the worst ex-smoker as far as not wanting to be around smoke at all anymore. And I've been pretty lucky with that, you know, that now that they put the quietus on all that, you know.
Right. Oh, my goodness. Well, listen, stay warm. Please come back anytime you like. You've got my number, and I'd love to have you back. And, guys, go to Buddy Whittington on Facebook and Buddy Whittington fan page on Facebook to find out where Buddy's going to be playing next. And it's in February in Denison, Texas. And find out what other shows. And, of course, you get the album, Texas Scratch. See, I can't say it, buddy. You can get the album streaming now everywhere online, Texas Scratch. Oh, my God. You say it, buddy. Help me out here.
Texas Scratch, I think.
There you go. That's it. Texas Scratch, folks. Go check it out, and you're going to enjoy the album. We only played a couple songs here, and if you liked what you heard, you're going to love the rest. And before we close out, we're going to close with, I just have to make a few announcements. We're going to close with I'd Rather Be Lucky Than Good, and that's another great one. So you guys are going to enjoy that, too. So, buddy, thank you so much. Please stay warm. Get out there. Kick some ass on the road. And go play some blues for everybody and do what you do best, my friend. I loved it. I loved the whole album.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me. I sure appreciate you.
No problem. Take care. Bye-bye, buddy. Thank you. Everybody,
bye.
Buddy Whittington from Texas Scratch. Take care, buddy. Oh, my God. Yeah, it's so funny. Pardon me. I'm choking. Every time I tried to do the promo, I kept saying Texas. I couldn't say Texas Scratch. I don't know what's wrong with me. But anyway, we're doing some. I'm going to try and see if I can book the rest of the month. I'm trying to do work around some stuff. So not the way I wanted to start the year, of course, but we will be back to normal eventually. So in the meantime, for those who are just joining us, we are going to temporarily do our shows at 10 p.m. Eastern. They will be live. Of course, if you can't join us at 10 p.m., you could always download the shows and listen back, and feel free to do that anytime. A lot of people do that anyway. They listen in their leisure. So we've got right now, January is pretty much open. I have to call a couple people who were supposed to be on in December, and they were more than patient with me with some things I have going on, and I had to postpone some shows, reschedule, this, that, and the other thing. And we also had some technical difficulties, nothing new here, unfortunately, and not on my part. So anyway, I did, for you guys who love Michelle, she's coming back on the 21st. That's a definite, on Sunday, the 21st. At 8 p.m. Eastern, we're doing, Michelle's our, she does the free psychic readings for you guys. We're going to do the 8 p.m. Eastern for Michelle on the 21st, but all of our other shows throughout the month and going forward until we can get back into the swing of things with everything going on, 10 p.m. Eastern. And the only reason we had Buddy at 9 tonight was because I had already booked Buddy before I changed the time temporarily, because he was supposed to originally be on, where was it, December 17th, and then I tried to get him back on again, so I have to get on the show, Kathy Garver from Family Affair. She was supposed to be on in December. I had to redo that show as well. So I'm hoping to get Kathy back real quick. Joey and Doreen Arminio. We were supposed to have them on. I had to reschedule that. And I want to get the guys back, Adrian Christian and Rick Sudikaratas, because they were supposed to do a Christmas show for me, and we had issues. I don't know what happened the last 2 weeks? Yeah, that last 2 weeks of December that we had booked, there was major connectivity issues, and I had so much going on, I just didn't have the time to figure it out. So I said, you know what, let's just postpone the shows, reschedule, because I just could not spend the time to do it. So, but anyway, the 10 o'clock is not bad. So join us, and take a look at our calendar. Check it out every once in a while. You'll see it updated. Again, I have to get everybody back on. So I've just been... I don't want to say putting the show on the side. It's just difficult to do the show with everything that's going on with me right now. But anyway, the 21st, we definitely have Michelle Palmieri. We'll be back Sunday, January 21st at 8 p.m. Eastern. You could call in to 646-478-0999 for free psychic readings. And Michelle always, pardon me, always gives something away, either her book, what's the name of the book? Messages from Loved Ones in Heaven, Voices of Angels, Messages from Loved Ones in Heaven. She always gives away a copy of her book. She always gives away a half-hour free reading to our callers. And then I believe she gives away free keychains to their angel keychains. And she gives them away, I believe, to certain callers or all of our callers. I don't remember. It's been so long since we've had Michelle on. She had to cancel a few, too, because she had, it's just been crazy. Everybody's got something happening, you know. It's the new year didn't start off right, that's for sure. I'm just hoping it picks up. Hoping it, right now, I hope it plateaus and takes us where we want to go. So let's end this night. Thank you again, Buddy Whittington from Texas Scratch. And go check out their new album, Texas Scratch. And we played a couple songs tonight. And if you like them, you're going to love the rest of the album. I think it's called Ain't Got the Scratch, but the line is, I got the itch, but I ain't got the scratch. Yeah, that one's great. We're going to close out with I'd Rather Be Lucky Than Good. We heard Texas Trios and Showdown, and I really wanted to play What the Devil Loves, Trip Hammer, and just the Louisiana cockfight that he spoke about earlier. I could have played that too, but I didn't. So, but listen, thank you so much for hanging out with us tonight. Have a great week. Oh, tomorrow's Martin Luther King Day. Happy Martin Luther King Day. Do something for... the country and make things right and just love one another. And I don't know. Do what you want to do on Martin Luther King Day, but it should be celebrated for the reason the man gave his life. So, again, try not to get political. Sorry. Buddy Whittington from Texas Scratch. Go check out the new album, Texas Scratch, Quattro Records, Quattro Valley Records. You can get it there and also everywhere online. And if you want to get in touch with Buddy and see the calendar on his tour dates, where he'll be playing, you can go to Facebook to just look up Buddy Whittington, BuddyWhittington, and he's got a Buddy Whittington fan page on Facebook as well. So go check him out, and he's very reachable, so you can definitely reach out to Buddy, and he will, I don't doubt he won't get back to you. Why not? I mean, that's what it's for, right? So, all right, listen, have a great night, everybody. Enjoy your holiday if you have the day off tomorrow, and we will see you, if not by by the 21st, maybe in between there. I don't know. I'll see if I don't know. I love doing the show, so I'm going to have to try and get somebody in. I got to get, like I said, these folks have been, I had to put them off, so we'll get them back on, I promise, okay? And it's going to be a great year, okay? So Happy New Year, and we will be back, and this is going to be the end of the show. We're going to close out with I'd Rather Be Lucky Than Good, another tune by Texas Scratch. Enjoy. Thank you so much. Have a great night. And thank you again, buddy, Buddy Whittington from Texas Scratch. Wow. Is that a tongue twister or is it me? Texas Scratch. I don't know. I'd rather be lucky than good. Texas Scratch, Buddy Whittington. Take care, everybody. Have a good night. We're going to close with this tonight.